Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 3, 2011, and this is episode 311. Today we're going to take a look at the five winning images from the October assignment on the theme of hands. It was great to see a better turnout for our assignment this month. Let's continue to try to get involved if you don't already. The more people that actually get involved, the better our chances of getting a sponsor to offer some great prizes. Plus, I'm sure you'll agree that the exercise itself does help us all to become better photographers, so do try to get involved. Note too that although I don't always spell this out each month, if you do want to get involved, all of the details on how to upload your images and the rules of engagement are posted in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. Even though I am trying to release this podcast within a few days of the start of each new month now, I also announced the theme of the assignment on the last day of the previous month in the assignment forum, so you can always look there if you are heading out shooting and wonder what the theme is before I've actually mentioned it in a podcast. Let's jump in now though and take a look at the five winning images from the October assignment on hands. There were some great shots entered for this month's assignment again, and as usual, we're going to take a look at the five images that gathered the most votes from our peers in reverse order. In fifth place is Leslie Grander Hill with Nimue, or Nimue, I'm not sure how you pronounce this. It's basically the Lady of the Lake. And here's Leslie's backstory. Thanks for all your votes this month. I went to Toronto last month and at the last minute put the hand from a mannequin in my suitcase in the hopes that I would find an interesting way to shoot it for the assignment. I took it to the Butterfly Conservatory by Niagara Falls, but the butterflies did not cooperate as I'd hoped. I did feel a bit strange carrying this hand around in the beautiful facility and had to explain to several curious onlookers that I was shooting this for an online monthly assignment from Japan. I am sure that they thought I was a little bit crazy. I also brought the hand to a sunrise shoot on Lake Ontario. The morning was unusually warm and beautiful. I tried various attempts with the hand in the sand and water. This image turned out to be my favourite. It made me think of the hand that reaches out of the water to catch Excalibur in the King Arthur legend. I desaturated it to give it a vintage look. Congratulations to all of the other winners. So, thanks for the backstory, Leslie, and thanks, as always, for going to so much trouble for the assignment. I'm always impressed with your ideas, and this month is no exception. At first glance, it was not obvious to me that the hand was from a mannequin, so I was wondering how you'd managed to bury someone in the sand underwater while you shot this. But then, of course, after a closer look, it becomes more obvious. Still, though, it's a great shot that you ended up with, and you know, the setup, the execution was brilliant as usual. The idea to desaturate a little as well was masterful. It adds a lot to the overall feel of the shot, I think. So congratulations on this excellent shot and for placing again this month. Next up in fourth place is Omar Gonzalez with The Hand That Feeds You. And here's Omar's backstory. If it weren't for my wife, I would be eating cold pizza and cereal every night. She has beautiful, delicate hands that could have been perfect subjects alone, but when she started dishing out our dinner, I knew that I had my shot. I ran and grabbed my 5D Mark II with the 50mm on. I set my aperture to 2.2 to have the pasta be in focus and the hands a bit out of the depth of field. My thought here was, when there's hot, delicious, fresh pasta, with homemade sauce being served, the hands will probably be ignored a bit. I took as many shots as my better half, in quotes, could tolerate. In Lightroom, I used a tad of green and beige to split tone the image with some desaturation to give the shot its look. A small tribute to my wife that is such a great cook and takes great care of our family in so many ways. All of this comes across very well in your shot, Omar. I fully agree with the intent behind the shallow depth of field. The pasta looks absolutely delicious, and your wife's hands either side really do help to add that sense of family, as you explained so well. I like the fact that there's that nice bright window light in the background to backlight the steam as well. It adds so much. Very well done, and congratulations on placing again, Omar. In third place is Dan Newcomb with Thin Ice, and here's Dan's backstory. Thank you for the votes. My image, Thin Ice, was shot on a frozen lake besides Yellowknife NWT. The lights in the background are from the city. I had a number of ideas, but as usual, I was running out of time. The hand was a $5 Halloween prop that I got from a dollar store in Whitehorse. It was a severed hand, so all I had to do was stick it a few inches in the snow and it stayed upright. It was getting dark, so I was using a tripod with the legs flattened out. I used my D3S with my old manual focus 50mm f1.4. In post, I just did a little sharpening and played a bit with the contrast. I didn't want to adjust the colour too much, as I'm partially colourblind. Black and white is so much easier for me, but this image looked better in colour. I was going to leave the hand there overnight to let some snow fall on it, but decided against it as I didn't want anyone to freak out thinking a body was attached to it. Congratulations to the others who placed, and thanks again for the votes. Great shot, Dan, and I'm sure that it was the right decision not to leave the hand there overnight. With this one, it was a little bit more obvious that it was not a real hand because of the blue veins, but still, the detail in the hand is incredible, and for just $5. As with Leslie, I'm always amazed at how much trouble you go to for the assignments, as well as being grateful, of course. I think that the decision to leave this in colour was perfect, especially with the cold blue of the surroundings matching the blue veins in the hand. It really looks as though someone is under the snow and died there before they were rescued. Quite morbid, really, but it works very well. Congratulations on third place, Dan. Great work as always. And we had a tie for first place, both with 51 points each. But as the system I knocked up to count the scores doesn't differentiate, the scores page shows them in first and second place. Sorry about that, but let's look at the first one from Justin Woodward with "The Future Is In Our Hands." And here's Justin's backstory. Wow, what an honour to be among such great company. I've enjoyed Martin's podcast for quite some time now, and I've learned so much from his work, as well as people who have submitted to his forum. I've been thinking about submitting to the forum assignment for some time, and just this last month, I stumbled onto the assignment page, and lo and behold, it matched my last shoot with a family that had me do infant shots for them. I contemplated posting this image from the shoot, and I'm embedding the image that Justin posted as an example as well here. Note that if you are listening to the podcast on an iPhone or iPod and you can see the images, that they will change as we work through the images here. If not, go to the blog at mbp.ac/311 and all of the images are posted there with links and everything. Justin continues, I opted for the one that I did because I wasn't fond of the shadow in Dad's hand. There were too many distractions, I felt, to be an image that people would be drawn to. While I was shooting this particular sequence, I had a lot of difficulty getting Dad to have a relaxed position. He was mostly deaf, so when I was trying to communicate with him what I wanted him to do, he couldn't read my lips, which he was very good at, when he could see them. Unfortunately, he couldn't see them while I was looking through the lens. He didn't quite understand what I was looking for, so I ended up having to sculpt their hands. At the same time, poor Emerson, the baby, was nearing the end of his patience. He was a cute little guy, and the family was absolutely beautiful. Technically, it was a very simple shot to set up. I had an SB600 flash on my Nikon D90 and pointed it up at the ceiling with TTL in TTL mode. Not difficult at all in terms of setup. Post-processing involved converting to SilverFX Pro and doing some tonal adjustments here and there. For color images, I still do this, and once it's complete, I import both the RAW file and the black and white file into Photoshop and lay the monochrome image over it as a luminosity layer, adjusting the opacity as necessary. The difficulty in this shoot came in getting the participants to cooperate, not the equipment. I learned a lot from this shoot. It was my first infant shoot that I've done, and I would do a lot differently had I a second chance at it. But this is how we learn. Thanks again to all of those who voted for my image. What an honour. Well, it's an honour to have you on board, Justin. I love this shot. You did a wonderful job, especially for your first infant shoot. Thanks for all of the technical details. There's a lot for us all to learn here too. I agree with the decision to go with the second shot here. The first one's great too. But I think this second shot is just full of family love, and little Emerson's tiny hand is just incredibly cute. The way he's gripping his mom's hand, as babies do, is great. And then the way Dad has his hand around both the mother and the baby's hands shows him as the loving protector of the family. Really, really nice. And great use of SilverFX Pro and Photoshop for the black and white conversion too. Congratulations on joint first place, and I hope that we get to see more of your work in the future assignments, Justin. Also in first place is Dennis Brennan with Slipping Away, and here's Dennis's backstory. My wife's hands must be magical. This is the second MBP assignment they placed in. The first was her holding a leaf in the backlit assignment in July 2009. For this assignment, I initially wanted to do something with hands and tension. I first tried several shots with my own hand tensed up in different positions. See this set on Flickr, and I've included the link that Dennis provided in the show notes and on the blog here. They turned out okay, but I wasn't particularly thrilled with any of them. I got the idea for the shot I submitted when my wife came into the room during the tensed hand session. I thought two hands reaching for each other could be an interesting way to create tension. I stood behind the camera and she was to the right of the frame. I had to reach around the tripod and camera, and I asked my wife to step back several times, so she really had to reach into the shot. I guess it worked out pretty well. For the setup, I used three Elinchrome BXRI 500s, one with a honeycomb grid pointed at a darker neutral background, and the other two with softboxes. One to the left of my hand and one to the right of my wife's hand. Lightroom and SilverFX Pro 2 to finish up. Thanks so much for the votes, everyone. Looking forward to more great images next month. This is very professionally done, Dennis. Great work as usual. Perfect use of the lights, and you gotta love those honeycomb grids. I have one for my Pro Photo monolights and I love it. When I first saw this image with the lighter spot in the background, I was wondering if it was a honeycomb grid, and I'm happy to see that it was. It always feels nice to guess at parts of a setup, and the way we share these backstories like this, it gives us all a chance to do that. The photo works so well, though. I kind of see this as two people reaching for each other rather than slipping away, but you can certainly read it both ways. The overall dark feel adds to the drama, and the black and white conversion really works well here. Congratulations on a very well-earned joint first. So thanks to the winners and to everyone that got involved in this assignment. Please do make the effort to get involved yourself soon. As you can see, people get thinking of all sorts of things to capture some great shots. And you too can learn so much from this exercise. I know that many more of you are trying than actually post your results. But I really would like to see more of you take that final step. You might be surprised by people's reactions to your work. I've known people that have had huge success with images that they themselves were about to delete. So do share what you come up with the community. The theme for the November assignment was machinery, and that is currently in the voting stages. So do drop by the mbpgalleries.com website and cast your vote for your top five images before December 7, 2011. The December assignment following on from machinery is organic, which again is open to interpretation. You'll be able to upload your images until the end of December to the December 31st anywhere in the world, regardless of your time zone. So don't forget to post your images before you sing Auld Lang Syne to welcome the new year in. I have one piece of exciting news to tell you before we finish, and that is that Craft and Vision have just released an amazing free ebook. And kind of as a preview to my ebook that is scheduled for release in January, I am one of the 11 authors that have contributed to 11 ways you can improve your photography. I'm really excited to be involved with the Craft and Vision team, and this free ebook is a great way to kick that off. Do check it out over at craftandvision.com, and don't forget to take a look at their other titles on offer while you're there. Thanks very much for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter and a bunch of other places. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and join in the fun. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.